It's Thursday, May 26th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. A recent report by China Aid indicates persecution in China has increased sevenfold since 2008. The Chinese government is working to replace Christ as the head of the church with submission to the Communist Party, according to China Aid. The province of Zhejiang has suffered the most, with 20 churches destroyed, 1,300 crosses removed, and over 500 Christians arrested. Paul reminds us, in no uncertain terms, that Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. Pray that our Christian brothers and sisters in China will have confidence in Christ's salvation and lordship. Christian Today reports that the Church of Scotland's General Assembly has voted unanimously to unite with the Church of England. This brings the two churches together after 400 years of separation since the Protestant Reformation. The union occurs as the Church of Scotland formally embraced sodomy in the same assembly. Here's an FYI. Presidential hopeful Donald Trump has appointed Frank Amadia of Touch Heaven Ministries as his new liaison for Christian policy. Amadia is a Pentecostal preacher from Ohio who wants to extend the kingdom of God by force by casting out demons, healing the sick, performing signs, miracles, and wonders by raising the dead and preaching. A State Department Inspector General report faulted Hillary Clinton for violating protocol in her use of a private email server, according to CNN. The report claims that Clinton did not surrender all emails dealing with State Department business upon leaving the agency. In the providence of God, a Christian pastor from Kentucky, Israel Avalar, and his three sons, Kevin, Daniel, and Matthew, all sadly died in a car accident. The accident occurred just hours after the pastor had graduated from Bible college. Pastor Avalar's wife and daughter are still in critical condition. Police report the vehicle was struck from behind, shoving it into the path of an 18-wheeler. The Worldview spoke to fellow pastor Jeff Fugate about the accident.
Well, certainly we need to pray for the wife. She has just today, on Wednesday, begun to ask some questions. But she is not aware that her husband and children are in heaven, and so we need to pray for her. The daughter should be getting out of surgery here in a little while, so we need to pray for those two situations for sure.
There is a GoFundMe campaign for the Avalars to help with funeral expenses. While Americans polled estimate that 23% of the population are practicing homosexuals, a Gallup report indicates that only 3.8% of the adult population identifies as such. The homosexual agenda has been pushed by a minority through politics and the media for decades, according to Christian Headlines. An association of Japanese pastors is requesting that the American president and other representatives of the G7 nations not endorse the Japanese imperial state religion of Shintoism. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe plans to visit the ice shrine with the G7 leaders this week. Christian pastors are concerned that this will encourage an abridgment of religious liberties in Japan. During World War II, Christians were persecuted for refusing to render homage to the emperor god at the ice shrine. Christians were dismayed with President George W. Bush in February of 2002 when he rendered homage by clapping and bowing in the Meiji shrine. 11 states are suing the Obama administration for a recent directive issued to schools requiring transgendered access to bathrooms. The states included in the lawsuit are Alabama, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Tennessee, Arizona, Maine,